Okay, Ron, you're good.
I'm good. All right, we'll call the Community Relations Committee.
Can you hear me now?
Very good, Camille, you're okay. On. All right, let's call the Relations Committee meeting to order, and we'll stand for the pledge with the flag behind Mark there.
6:35 p.m.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Robert Hyder.
Here.
Camille Kurtica.
Here.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
Charles Sampson.
Here, sir.
Okay, you have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Very good, thank you. We'll open the public portion. If there's anyone from the public who would like to speak, just say your name and address for the record. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? One more time, anyone from the public who wishes to speak tonight at the meeting? Okay, hearing none, we'll close the public portion and we'll move on to number five, Derby Dog Park. In the past few months, I received several calls, one person three times and a couple other people. And I talked to Ed about a month ago, and Ed, I realized that place was covered with snow from February 1st till the end of February. So there's not much you can do. But the conditions are not too great up there, and I think we could do much better. And I did talk to the mayor's assistant, and there's some plans that maybe we don't need to get into right now, but there's a bright light. But what we do need to do right now, Ed, is I'd like to get the three locks fixed on top of the gates, because there was an incident there in January. I know there's a small area there for the smaller dogs. And a fellow was in there with his small dog, and a big dog pushed right in and attacked it because the gate, the lock doesn't work on top of that gate. So the three gates, all three gates need locks, and we need a sign on that small area where it says small dogs only. Those things I think we can take care of immediately.
As I mentioned last meeting, we had parts on order. The parts were picked up this morning and they were installed today. All the gates, all the locks are now functioning.
Beautiful.
As far as the sign, I don't know what the sign said, if there was in fact one there before. Tell me what you want. Send me an email or a text. Tell me what you want. I'll get a sign made tomorrow.
Yeah, just small dogs only, this area where that little area is and the other fence goes in the gate. Small dogs only.
Okay.
You know.
I'll call dogs. I'll call tomorrow, get one made.
Okay. And as far as the old rug there, this and that, as we go down, I want to constantly make improvements there. And I think the people will be happy. People are dedicated to that place. There's certain people that really love to use it. So we should make it as nice as we can.
Well, as you said, it's difficult, especially this time of year. It's all mud.
Right.
There's not a lot of grass left. I mean, we could recondition it to do it properly. You'd probably have to close it for a short time. Couple, maybe 2-3 weeks while we reseeded it, if you want to grow some grass. Other than that, I don't know, you know, we can't really do a lot about the you know, the condition of the ground. It's springtime, it's muddy.
Is there some way we can plant a tree or two? There's no shade in there at all, you know. Maybe towards the fence, right up against the fence, or towards the back, or someplace where we could have one shaded area.
Yeah, I think if you plant a tree and create more shade there, you're gonna keep it muddier longer. It's better that the sun is on it and it dries it out.
Yeah, but you can't stay there with a dog too long, I'll tell you, in the summer. Unless we had some kind of little overhang or something somewhere, that would be easy. but that would make it muddy too. But of course, then we have to have grass there anyway.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping that this is just the beginning and slowly we can make improvements here to make it nicer.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, there is talk of some, without going into detail, there is some talk of some money may be coming available to work on that. So if that, in fact, happens, we can go from there.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. So I'm optimistic about that. And if we're getting these little things done, that's a great start. So I appreciate it. So we really don't have to have a motion on that at all tonight, but we'll just keep it as one in progress and we'll follow it through. I don't know if anybody else has anything to say on that.
No.
All right, then we'll move on to number 6, pay invoices from road bond money, Commerce Street repairs. And I'll ask Ed to give us a little update on this so we know what we're talking about here.
Back in 2017, was it? That heavy rainstorm that caused all the problems at the football field also flooded a section of Commerce Street. The area between Frank Pepe's garage and the next building owned by Mr. DeFalla. There were several feet of water on Commerce Street. One of the buildings was slightly flooded. What had happened is there's a storm sewer pipe that runs down from the hilltop, the High Street, Washington Street area, that runs underneath Route 34 and comes out on Commerce Street in a about halfway up a 15 or 20 foot embankment. The pipe is under the road, becomes vertical to Commerce Street, and then back underground and empties into the river on the other side of the railroad tracks. A portion of that pipe that comes out of the embankment was rotted. It was an old galvanized steel pipe, been there probably when they constructed Route 34 many years ago. Because the pipe was rotted, it had caused the flooding because the pipe failed and the water wasn't going down into the vertical section of the pipe. We made temporary repairs back shortly after that lasted for a couple of years. Back at the end of 2020, there again became some indication that it was going to fail again. So I felt it was necessary to repair the pipe permanently, which we did. Unfortunately, it was a little expensive to do that because it was quite an excavation. The whole project lasted about 4 days. It was necessary to hire a contractor because our equipment, our excavator, was not large enough to complete the project. The material, the pipe itself, had to be the elbow, the 90-degree elbow, which took the pipe from horizontal to vertical, had to be specially made. You'll see that on the invoice from Superior Products. You see the horizontal 30-inch pipe, and you'll see the 30-inch 90-degree elbow. You can see the prices. Unfortunately, it, as I said, was a little expensive, but it needed to be done. The remaining money in that road bond, I would like to use to pay the invoices. I had spoken with Mr. McLiberty and Patty Finn at the time and was hoping that we could go forward with that. So that's my request for the use of the money to pay the invoices.
Thank you, Ed. Mr. Marino, I know this does fall under, it can be, we can use road bond funds for this repair. I think we've done it in the past, but I just wanted to make sure and pass it by you.
You have done so in the past.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
All right. And someone can make a motion. Read the motion here.
I'll make a motion to move to recommend the approval of the following invoices for 2019, the emergency road repairs to Commerce Street, to F. Pepe Construction LLC in the amount of $13,842.35, as well as Superior Product Distributors Inc. at $4,715.20
yeah.
to come from the road bond.
Okay. Thank you.
There a second?
Second the motion.
Second by Camille. Discussion? Any yeah. further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So passed. All right, that takes care of our little community relations meeting for tonight. I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:47. Is there a second?
Okay, I'll second it.
All right, thanks everyone. See you in 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.